The heart, I thought Ayn said the heart is not attached to the body. The only organ
it's
not
the
attached
only
to the
organ,
body.
The, no, it's the only organ that you can remove from the body and put another one in and the body still lives. It's not attached. The ventricle is attached, the aorta is attached, but it's in a sac. The pericardium is kind of a sac. It's a separate entity. Separate thing. That's why you can have a heart transplant.
What did you just say about the pericardium? Again, the muffled language.
It's a sac that holds the heart separate from the body.
That's the pericardium.
Correct. And inside of that water-filled sac is the heart. It has things attached to it, but the heart's not attached to the body, just the veins and the arteries.
Yeah, the aortas are something that go from the heart to something. That's
to the veins and the arteries, the veins and the arteries. It would be like having a pump, a bilge pump, in your boat. You can take that pump out and put another pump in to get it out if you're having problems.
If you take the heart out, do you take the pericardium with it?
No, you leave the pericardium, but you have to pierce it. Then that's where you have to put it back together, and that's where if you get the infection, Karen will tell you it's really good, really bad, really not good. It's hard
right.
to overcome an infected pericardium. But the heart doesn't get infected. The heart doesn't get infected. But if the pericardium does, if you get infection, bacterial or viral, it's hard to overcome it.
Right. So what do you call the tubes from the heart to the wall of the pericardium into the vein?
That's the aorta. And
aorta.
And the vein. That's the main pump out. And then you have the veins coming in on the other side into a four-chamber, endiades chamber, to circulate it out. Ka-tunk, 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 unless you have bradycardia or tachycardia.
And that thing, hold it.
That
thing is outside the pericardium, the chunka-chunka-chunka.
No, it's inside the pericardium, but not inside. The only reason it's in, you can have a heart outside the body and keep the body alive. That's it. That's the way to say it. You can have a mechanical heart outside of the body and you still live. That's what.
When you remove the heart, do you remove the aortas with it? Are they still attached to the heart?
Well, if it works, then you have to. And if you remove the heart, you have to attach the aorta and the ventricle system to something that'll make that pump work, another pump, if you take the heart out of the body.
Hmm. So what's the symbolism of the fact that your heart is the only thing that can
it goes
be
to the
removed.
Thing we say, don't say that. Here's what we say over and over and over and over and over. The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. Doesn't have anything to do with the body. It has to do with the heart. The heart of the matter is only a matter of the heart. We said that at least twice, we know.
So it involves non-physical or other things that the body isn't really involved with.
Then you take the ion stance, and it becomes a heart heartbreak. Oh, my heart is hurting. Oh, you broke my heart. You broke my heart, or I'm broken-hearted. And that goes into the whole other side of the heart metaphor, however weak.
Yeah, so the heart is an expression of ion. Ion can come in, talk to us, and leave, like the heart. So the heart. So there it is, Carolyn. Ion's the heart of the matter of the heart.
Yeah. They can connect you to your physical body until you can lay down your meat sack body and pick up your supernal, eternal body, which we say you already have and have access to. We just got to get you out of the old ways and quit being a crawler and start becoming a walker.
So saying that again, you said you keep the physical body going until you get to your supernal body. So the heart is a way of keeping the physical body going, which is ion, extension of ion, heart. And it can leave the physical body when the supernal body happens, and then you don't need a heart inside you. Does the supernal body have a heart?
That's correct. No, it does not. It does not have a heart.
Yeah.
It doesn't need it. It changes. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
That was the example on the cross when you're doing the ascension thing with the cross.
Yeah.
When the spear of destiny pierced Jesus' side. It pierced his meat sack, and it first came the water, and then came the blood, because the blood's what's important. But the water came first. And so
and they let
decoration.
It out. It empties out. And then
correct.
And so then you don't have a heart in the supernal eternal body, and you don't have ion. It's not in the body
correct.
Anymore. You don't need it.
Correct. That's why it took Jesus 3 days to do his ascension on the Emmaus Road, because he didn't have non-physical in his body. He arose from the dead. That didn't make him eternal.
So how did he acquire non-physical?
Okay, he walked on the Emmaus Road. Remember the Damascus and Emmaus Road? He walked on the Emmaus Road and went in. And that whore, Mary Magdalene, she was going to grab him. He says, "Don't touch me." That's like you would say. That's what you'd say, Bob. He's like, "You stink. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
You stink. Don't come close to me. Don't touch me. My ascension is not yet complete." It was a process on the Emmaus Road. So that was the whole point.
We know that. At a new
well,
point.
No, that's,
what did he,
that's
what did
the,
he
that is the
do?
Point. That
what did he
point.
Do to ascend? What did he do during the 3 days? Just make sure no one touched him?
Right. He went through the process to connect back to his non-physical. He had to get his non-physical in place, otherwise he was vulnerable because he was dead, basically.
Right. Oh, when you're dead, you don't have non-physical?
Correct. That's been the argument all along, that people that are dead, they're still alive, but they don't have any access. They don't have any ability or capacity to engage. That's
because they're in the afterlife. They're in the dead part of a non-physical, but they don't have access to the non-physical that's in the body.
Mm-hmm.
That's our heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then,
that
what
pretty,
did he do?
That ain't the best you ever did, Bob, but it's pretty damn good. That's
yeah,
pretty damn
that's
good.
A pretty
mm-hmm.
subtle point, Carolyn. I don't know if Carolyn can understand that. This thing. It's, you got biology.
Oh, my God.
No, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
Love Carolyn.
No.
Carolyn, flip open total fucked up biology and tell him which scripture and verse that attaches to.
That won't work. So what did he do? What did he do to... during the 3 days of ascension, any particulars about what he did?
Okay.
Did he just allow everything?
Oh, no. Here's what he had to do. He had to talk to Bob. You got to talk to Bob. That's where it starts. He had to engage his non-physical to try to find a way to connect to non-physical, to have a conversation, to see how close or far you are from your place of power. Because non-physical
represents the
power.
So I was one of the two people walking along with him?
Of course, that's why. That's right. That's why you blinded Paul. That's what Saul. When you blinded Paul, Saul became Paul of Tarsus. You blinded him because he was an asshole. He pulled a Mary McClellan and you smote his damn ass. Says, "I'll beat the fuck out of you." Pajam, and he was gone. There we go. So it's like
that's a good one, Kel. The two guys that the dumb guys that didn't know they were talking to Jesus. No, they weren't. One of them was Bob. We don't know who the other guy was. Might have been you, Carolyn. Well, isn't that amazing? Jesus had to talk to Bob to get his shit together to be a religion. And Peter was going to hijack him.
Well, you didn't want to join a cult, so you just kept quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Who, me, Carolyn? I kept quiet?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You didn't tell anybody. You didn't tell anybody you were the other guy.
He was a Murray Head one night in Bangkok. He was controlling the game. He was setting the stage. He was making everything work the way it's supposed to work. That's how that's gonna work.
Yeah. Breaking news: Trump criminal charges are likely. Is Trump? I think you said months ago that Trump will be arrested. He eventually will be arrested.
Sure, we hope so. That picks it up, but it won't be that, Bob. But yeah, but how they going to, hey, here's the problem with that. There's
what did you just say? It won't be that Bob. What did you just say? It won't be that Bob that's arrested. What do you mean by that?
No. Listen, you cannot arrest someone who's running for presidential office.
Right.
You can't do it.
Right. Yeah.
So that's ridiculous. So, okay. They could say that, but nope, that don't work.
Okay. So is Trump going to president? We dealt with that. He's not going to be president, but he'll have some other role in lockdown Bob Rule, which is coming on fast.
Viceroy.
Yeah.
And Karen says, if you look at the world today, the Eastern Gate's going to open any minute. If you look at what's going on in the damn world today, it's crazy shit. You can't live like this. People can't live like this.
What?
Yeah. Okay. And here's the thing. And here's what's happened. the entire United States, I'm going to say the world, really, but let's just say the United States of America, just for your conversation. Half believes one way, and half believes the other way. Isn't that what kind of happened in the Civil War?
Yeah, so why is it half? What? How do humans make that happen?
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's got to be tech body interference or intrusion to make people be so strident about it. Because the people that love Trump, they love Trump, and they'll whoop your ass if you say anything about it. And the people that hate Trump, they hate Trump if Trump gave them $10 billion and says, you don't got to work no more. I'm taking care of all your trouble. You son of a bitch, who do you think you are? You don't run anything. You don't control it. Same thing. They would hate him because he gave it to them. There's no in between. It's all or nothing. There's no balancing point. There's no place to say,
well, what did you just say? They would hate, they'd hate J.W. because he gave it to him?
No.
Did you just say that?
They would, no, they would hate Trump if he gave it to them.
Gave what to them?
$10 billion or whatever it was.
The ones who hate Trump.
Even if he gave them that. Even if he made all their dreams come true, he'd still hate him. Says, "What do you think you are to make my dreams?"
Why do they hate Trump? Why do people hate Trump?
It's the tech body has made an irrevocable divide.
Oh, people don't hate Trump. Actually, people don't hate Trump.
Half do. That's what they're calling it. They're in that camp or the other camp. That means I'm in the Democrat city, or it doesn't have to be a Democrat state, but you have a Democrat city. Okay,
you just said the tech body is creating the false division, 50-50.
It's not a false – no, it's not a false division. It's the division, and it's supporting the division at all costs. And now everybody's changing their mind. They've decided not to have crime in New York City. And everybody says, the hell you say? I'm used to crime now. I want to shoot up where I want to shoot up. Don't you take my morphine away. I want me some fentanyl now. You can take my stuff away and then pay for it. You know, that's the whole issue.
Okay, so there's switching going on, but it's always going to be 50-50.
Till everyone gets caught in the middle. See, the pendulum, as it's swinging, everybody gets caught in the middle. And once they get caught in the middle, there's nowhere to go. You're like, as Cameron would say, you're like a trapped rat.
So as the pendulum swings, everybody gets dragged along, and then they're all in the middle for a couple of weeks.
And then, well, and then they're consumed because there's nothing they can do.
Okay.
They're too far to the left or they're too far to the right, and they get stalled in the middle, and there's no way out. They have, okay, here's what they're going to forfeit because of this derision that's being prompted by, as you say correctly, by the tech body. It's removing all means of egress. It's removing all means of egress. And that's a problem.
Okay. Edgar Cayce, he predicted that Livingston in Montana will become the food center of the world. That's a prediction by Cayce. Even in articles, the town celebrates. Cayce said our town will become the head of a whole food empire for whole world. Edgar Cayce predicted that Livingston.
What state? Livingston, Nevada,
Montana.
No. Okay. Well, okay. No, it's not in Montana. It's going to move. It is Livingston, but it's not in Montana. But it's going to move.
So Cayce saw where it was going to be, but now things have changed, so it's going to be somewhere else. And it will
Livingston.
Be.
It's going to be in Livingston, but not in Montana. That's the reason we were very clear to ask you which state
right.
they said
Is there,
it was.
Where, which states are Livingston in?
Well, there's two. Yeah. Mostly it'll be the edge of between Nebraska and Kansas. Kind of.
Well,
you
said Nevada.
Like there's
like there's
a Kansas City, Kansas, and a Kansas City, Missouri. Both of those in the same thing on the edge is between Kansas and Nebraska.
Is where Livingston will be. That's where Livingston is now. And it's that one that will become the center.
Yeah, that's correct.
And that will be something we create with our Coldplay and our Monster Mash and Mash Drop Mash and everything else.
And your seed arc.
Right. So that's Cayce saw what we were going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. See, Cayce lived what you're going to see. There's a difference. Casey lived what you're going to see. You got that?
Well, yeah, he lived in Livingston, and but he had the wrong place. He thought it was in Montana.
Okay, we don't care about that. I mean, you have that often, Bob. You get on an airplane and you take off to go somewhere and it lands. You don't know if that's where it went. You don't know. You just go, and okay, we're in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm in Texas. Okay, let's go.
Well, he lived what I'm going to see. What does that mean? What are we going to see? Aren't we going to live it?
He already lived it, and he told about it. And you're saying, well, Edgar Casey foretold that Livingston was going to be the center of the world that got fed biscuit or something.
He lived that, wrote
that down in his past tense that's going to become your future tense that you will see.
All right. Yeah, okay. Leopold
now,
II.
Make a little mark right there. Put on there. Parenthetically, the ion was referring to Galileo, and then close the parentheses. Okay?
Yeah.
Galileo. You'll ask that later.
Yeah. It's connected to this Livingston phenomenon.
Agreed. It's not a phenomenon. We say that's normal. Y'all see it as phenomenal. We don't.
Yeah, now Leopold II, the Antichrist, went up to Saskatchewan at last report a year or so ago.
Yeah.
He was up in Saskatchewan. Now, I don't know if Casey said this, but somebody was saying that it's going to be Livingston, Montana, and Saskatchewan. The Saskatchewan's going to be part of feeding the world. So that's why Leopold's up there. He's trying to organize that?
No. They're trying to make their own seed bank, but it's ridiculous. Who would be in what's in Saskatchewan except a bunch of trees? I mean, it's stupid. There's nothing there.
Well, it's prairies. I don't think they have trees. It's all flat plains, isn't it?
It's awful. It's awful.
Yeah. So why did Leopold go up there?
To try to secure mineral rights. Meaning mineral rights. It's like Carolyn trying to get Kim Jong-un's magnesium.
How is Leopold doing? Is he getting his mineral rights?
No. They're peckish up there, Bob. You know, they don't. It's not going good. You can ask that later because that's a whole other topical conversation because it doesn't really matter. As Carolyn said, you're gossiping.
Right. Now, the thing is, Leopold, he and I have it out in the Nostradamus predicted battle in Belgium area, right? Mm-hmm. We have that out later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's his name? Rudolf Steiner created Anthroposophy. Mm-hmm. He had the idea of an Ahriman, Ahriman. And Ahriman is like technology expanding to what he called the eighth sphere, which then would dominate the world, the way people see virtual technology, digital technology dominates us. So I'm wondering if Steiner... What?
CGI.
That's what Steiner meant. He did not mean the tech body.
Well, yeah, if you can contain it. But the problem with the tech body is when you start fucking with it, it ends up fucking you. That's what's wrong with that.
And that's
you
the difference between
if you want to fuck him, and you'll get fucked, man.
Yeah.
Because they're not fighting. They're not taking any prisoners.
That's the difference between the android mind and the tech body. The android mind doesn't fuck with you. It's just there being a distraction.
Well, it's like a penis. You pick with it, pick at it, and give contrast, and you may have an outcome. But if you don't pick at it, it may not respond. It may be all right. But see,
that's the android meme? See, what were you describing there? The android meme?
The android meme. The android meme can do you in too. It can put you in a bad place. But you got to play with it. You got to play with the android meme to get it to go with it.
You got to get its attention. But the tech body comes after you and everybody else.
Yeah, and if you fuck with it at all, you don't have a chance. You don't have a chance. It will fuck you if you get with it. And that's what's happening. Wait. Now, here's what's happened now. Here's what's happened. Everybody has taken this toxic identity, and they use mediacology to prove the point, like cancel culture or how to get something out or how some redneck in West Virginia can become a TikTok star by canning penises or balls or some stupid, crazy something that nobody would want to see. They become a TikTok star overnight. It's blown up into such a place that they feed you into a place that now you're a contributor. You're a content distributor. And then what happens is you get caught in that. So you can't run your house without an Alexa. You can't work your deal without a super fancy technology thing. You can't go to the bathroom without your cell phone to look at the Lotus Local Twitter feed, see how you're doing. You won't do it. It's insane. It's insane. And that tech body that you're embracing, or technology that you're embracing, controls you, because in about 1 second, they run you. They tell you when to go. They tell you when to eat. Bing, there's an email. Okay, I got answered. Okay, I got answered. I got answered. There's no place where you can just turn it off and say, nah, I'm good. I'm not going to do it today. There is no media fast in that level, because in a minute, that's your whole world. That's what everybody's doing now. They don't have to work. They can just put their crooks and nannies on the internet, and they do real good.
Right. So the previous phase, the Andromeme, was a little more passive, not as aggressive as the tech body.
You wrote a letter. You sent it off. You waited for somebody to receive it. Someone received it. They opened it, and then they responded, and they licked a stamp and put a stamp in a letter in the envelope and responded. Okay?
Okay, good. I got that. Yeah. Could they, somebody, like the bad cabal over in the other world that's out to kill JW, could somebody here grab our Coldplay? I know JW has ways to protect it, but will there be an
Covered? Covered.
We're covered.
It's covered. That's been, you covered more than you know, and that's why it's such a big deal. But it has to be such a harbored thing. So do not tell people that the key to the reactors is in JW's shoe by the front door. Don't do that.
No. So listen to this. So there have been people trying to grab the Coldplay maybe the past 6-7 years. And
There's people talking about it now, saying that they have a machine that can run your whole house for free. They're talking about it now. They're already advertising Coldplay, and they don't have it yet. But they're getting everybody ready for that ability. We'll send it to you. We'll send it to you.
All right.
Show you that.
But there are people like Lindsey Graham and different, maybe the Bush family, who've tried to grab the Coldplay, and they couldn't get it, and they're sort of backing off. We can't fucking stop JW. Has it got to that point?
Well, let's see if Mitch McConnell survives or not. That'll answer that question.
He's the last. He's the last fucking bugaboo. All right. Okay. Is he an alien?
No. No, but he's fixing to be.
Well, that often happens. We talk about doubles, but doubles are just aliens doing the person.
Not always, but sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah.
You know.
They discovered a new room in the Giza Pyramid. Did we cause that?
Yep. Sure did. They're starting to get ready to go to Dobbstown, USA. Yep.
Oh, that's part of opening up the pyramids for the trip through the sun.
That's exactly correct. If you wake, don't stand, you wake it up. You're waking up the Sphinx. You got to look up what a Sphinx is and what it meant, what it was for, and which way it's pointing, and what's the point. What is the point? That is the point. It's pointing the direction. It's the steering wheel, because you don't drive, you aim. So
Who woke it up on our behalf? You did?
You did, Bob. You did.
I did.
We don't want to do that. Fuck that. That's crazy shit. We're good. We don't need all that, but you do. You're like a debutante at the coming out party with the grand cotillion.
Right. I brought this up earlier, but just to crystallize it again, Iandom has stirred up everything the past 3 years since we started having public sessions in April 2019. Everything like the COVID, the university collapse, all the stuff was done by us.
And the world system, the economic system.
Yeah. All this
euro,
stuff.
Cryptocurrency, Ethereum, Bitcoin, how you live, how you work, how you feel, what you do, what you're willing to do, where your hard lines are. I'm not going to do that. Okay, I'll kiss it, but I won't put it in my mouth. Okay, I'll lick it, but I won't eat it. You know, those levels keep getting broader and broader and broader and broader and broader to the point where you have no throttle, no throat, no part.
Yeah, because you told us 3 years ago, Carolyn caused COVID, I collapsed the university. Mm-hmm. Seemed hard to believe, but seems to make more sense now.
Watch it. Look at it now. And reveling in it. That's the rest of the story. And reveling in it. That's what's ridiculous. And it's kind of like, damn, Carolyn, you could have just said, please don't make any more antibiotics. You didn't have to stop the supply for everybody. Some people might could get off. Some people might have the sniffles and need some erythromycin.
Right. Okay, there was...
That is the point. Now, wait, there's one more thing there. That is the point, and that's what's superseding. You have a superseding indictment here that's going on. What everybody's fussing about ain't what the problem is. What everybody's fussing about is not what the problem is, you see, because every problem is being obfuscated by technological or tech body or tech something that soothes and solves it, because every time you don't know how to spell a word, you Google it, for fuck's sake, or dick, dick, go, or whatever, the duck, duck, goo, or whatever that is. You do that, and so you trust it more than you trust what you know. Very significant.
Yeah, and what's your point? What's that got to do with I and them stirring everything up?
Crutch. That's the crutch. That's why it's so easy to stir them. That's why it's so easy to stir them. Watch. And you know what? You know what? That's the only thing we like that ever came out of Canada. Bachman Turner Overdrive. Hey, Bob, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's what you say every week.
Boring.
That's what you say every week.
Yeah, no, I don't say it.
You ain't seen
yet. I think the Meno Air Force Base is in Montana. Malmstrom, M-A-L-M-S-T-R-O-M. It was in Montana.
Malmstrom.
So in Malmstrom, in 67, UFOs were seen, and they zapped the nuclear reactors there. And similar thing happened at Meno Air Force Base in 1968.
Right.
Why was the UFOs doing that in 67, 68 in Montana?
Because that's the hub. It's
the
hub
of the NORAD and the other militaries.
Activities. Yeah.
Okay. Why was is there an advantage to that part of Montana? Is there something special going on there geographically or linked to the tunnels underneath or something? Why is it a hub? Okay, Tucker Carlson's career is over because all those emails were released in the suit against Dominion, Dominion suing Fox, embarrassing emails about Sean Hannity and them, didn't believe Trump, he was an asshole, and they just pretended they did. Is that going to have an effect on those main characters at Fox? Like?
No. That's just a distraction. That's a distraction. Nobody cares because the Dominion's got to. Hey, Dominion can sue them, but then you got to. Then they've got the proof. Now everybody's testifying in Congress that they were. They're finding people that now testifying about the inside workings of Dominion that it was exactly as they said. And Murdoch is laughing his ass to the bank because now he can do a countersuit because now. They got docked for defamation when they didn't defame anybody. Oh, this will be fun. This will be, Bob, this will be bigger than Patty Hearst. The trial.
All right.
Of Patty
I remember
Hearst.
Patty. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Next question. Next gossip question. Wyndham Lewis, he got a little upset when James Joyce got famous in 1922 with Ulysses, and he retreated for a couple of years, and he wrote a 1,500 page manifesto. But did he start parallel worlding and rifting in his isolation in that period?
That's
because
where he got it from. That's where he got it from. Because he thought,
got what from? He got it from. Got what from what?
That's where he got his insight from his manifesto, was that he wasn't bound to this world. Did you read it? Did you read those words? Did you read?
I'm reading the Chowder Mass. I'm reading his Human Age trilogy. And I know in parts 2 and 3, which I haven't read yet, a lot about angels, a little bit in the first one. And I pointed out back in 2011 during McLuhan's centenary that he was the only guy of the men of 1914 to talk about angels. He knew the problem with angels, correct?
Sure. He absolutely did. And went on to prove it. And that's why he's like, who is this Wyndham Lewis? Who is this Wyndham Lewis? Where did this come from? What is he? What? Oh, he's going to be Thoreau. Okay, he's going to be Thoreau. Okay, let's go move to the woods and we'll wait and see how this works out. He thought it was satirical. Because if you look at,
No, wait. He thought it was satirical?
The readers thought
he was being satirical. He was not. He was telling the facts, is what you're saying.
That's right. But the same way no one understood Ezra Pound either. Ezra Pound might have had as much insight, and that's who things got borrowed from, because Ezra Pound was just doing it in a homily. He was doing it in a homily, the little words to say stuff. And that's where his insights grounded and laid. It wasn't like that you had some marvelous Lord Byron that was trying to say something. It wasn't like that. They were just trying to make points of order that you could onomatopoeia.
Who is trying to make points of order? You're talking about all kinds
Ezra,
of things.
Ezra Pound. Well,
he went drifting too. Did
Lord
Elliot
Byron?
Rift?
Lord Byron. Oh yeah, of course. T.S.
Did
Eliot,
James Joyce drift?
Sort of.
No.
He didn't know it though.
Yeah, he didn't know. Okay, so Lewis, if you want to, is there anybody else who wrote about the angels being our enemies? I don't think so. Everybody thought angels were our friends. So Lewis is
unique. Dante didn't. The Bible
Okay,
didn't.
That's way back there. Let's talk about the last 200 years.
The Bible
years.
Didn't. Oh,
yeah.
200
Lewis,
years is like a minute.
Yeah,
Lewis,
and Lewis is he's the only one, and that makes him unique. And so if you want to read about the drama with the angels, you read The Human Age by Wyndham Lewis, which means...
We'll go with that. But there's holes in that. Those are pretty words, and we like the words, but they won't hold sand long. It's a sieve in there. So, but yes,
because there are a lot of people who found out on their own, and they never wrote books or anything, but they found out.
Maybe. I mean... You know, it's kind of like angel talk with char, right? Maybe
okay, next point,
Bob.
Yeah. So you say the new digital economy is going to be created by Russia and China. That's going forward. Mm-hmm. You hear little rumbles, oh, my God, Russia's meeting with China, and other things are joining in. That's what Wall Street's afraid of, correct?
Yes. Well, yeah, because they can't invest there because there's nothing to invest. The only reason Wall Street works is because everybody's trying to have working on the comb. I'm going to buy you so you go up so I make money. Then I'm going to sell you. I'm going to take that money, and I'm going to pay taxes, and I'm going to buy something else that's failing, and I'm going to make it come up and make some money. You're betting on the comb, okay? It's no difference than a casino. So if you're outside of the loop or you're outside of the vantage point or the position of the bet, you're outside of the bet, what happens is that you don't have any reason to participate. You can spin the wheel on the, what is it in the casino, slot machines. You spin the wheel on the slot machines and you don't put any money in, when you hit the jackpot, you don't win anything. And so what's happening now is nobody's putting any money in, so there's no jackpot. So they're just spinning the wheel. So they're just trying to get out, but there's nowhere to go. Where are you going to go?
And if you had
401k is now a 201k.
You could go to Russia and China's new economy, but they won't let you in, or you don't
Correct.
Make any money like you used to.
Both. What's the difference?
Oh.
What's the difference?
Okay, so Russia and China are creating an empire. It's going to be 28
empires.
They already have one.
They already have an
What's
empire.
What's that? What is that?
We told you already. What was Russia before it was Russia, buddy?
Yeah, the Soviet Union. I know about that. Okay.
Oh, you don't. Part. Nope. It's older than 1,000 years older than that.
Oh, Tartaria?
Tartaria. Very good. Yes. That's the empire they're tapping on.
Right. So there's going to be 28 empires after the dust settles.
Yep.
Will be one of them, maybe the top one.
Yep.
But you're going to see... you're going to see Russia and China be part of these empires. That's being built regardless of what nuclear war happens.
Because, see, radiation is – you're going to eat radiation. You're going to want that.
Okay.
So that's no problem. That's not a problem.
We want
but
that
now,
war.
Not to the little – well, now, the little folks don't. They're not going to like that very much when the flesh comes falling off their bones. They won't appreciate it very much.
Right.
But weight loss. Hey, Carol, that's a good weight loss program to melt the flesh off of
the bones. So the ascended people won't have their skin falling off.
Correct. They'll have a new exodermis.
Right. And how do those that get copay, they're ascended, it's just because they can afford it? Did you?
Well,
I don't think you specified who
don't
these
say,
are.
Don't say it. They say they'll be able to embrace it. There you go. Mm-hmm.
So it'll be available for them, and others just won't believe it. Won't be on their frequency.
It'll be like medical care for the illegal aliens. It'll be provided by the government.
Well, we'll be the government. We'll be providing.
Okay.
And
that's who controls it now. So that's good. And you're not going to just willy nilly lay it out. You're going to make sure who it goes to is worthy of their imbibing.
Okay.
CPAC last weekend was very empty. Nobody there. Is that bullshit from the Drudge, or there were people there?
There were people there. They certainly were. Did you know? You can look at the footage. You can see the fucking people. I don't know. Drudge was. Now, the question would be, hey, Drudge, were you there? That's the question. And they won't be there, so they don't know. How do they know?
Okay, so the but they do have a journalist down there, and she said it was empty and dead and no enthusiasm for anything there. That's all bullshit from that journalist's point of view. Okay, the Arizona case with the alien guy, the accountant that's exposing the Sinaloan cartel control of Arizona, that'll make CPAC be more filled next year?
Probably, if anybody's noticing. See, that's the whole thing. You know, when the cartel starts saying, sorry, we killed a nigger. Sorry, we didn't mean to kill a nigger. It was a mistake. We only killed bad niggers. These were good niggers. We made a mistake. We're sorry. When they start saying that, you know something bad wrong, Bob. It'd be like New York saying, sorry, we didn't mean to cause a riot. It was just a little riot. We made a little mistake. But the people involved, we're going to send them up. We're going to take them down to City Hall. We're going to book them, Dad. Oh, we're going to book them. Call Car 54. We'll get it worked out.
Okay, so the Republican Party, they're distancing themselves from Trump and pretending they're going to go for DeSantis. They've got a lot of shock, or it's not happening at all. The tech body's pretending that's happening right now. But the point is, none of that applies to 2 months down the road. Everything will be changed once again.
Well, okay, they're all wanting DeSantis to be the president, but like I say, he hadn't even put his hat in the ring. He's going to run. Why don't you put your hat in the ring? I mean, I'm on. We did this earlier, Bob. You're repeating yourself. It was none of them vote for none of the above. Yeah.
Is DeSantis aware that he can't beat Trump?
He doesn't want to. He's why would he want to? He's got the tiger by the tail. He saved Florida. It would be much easier for us to embrace the concept. But he said, "Fuck y'all. Florida's going to be its own country. We don't need your shit. Get out.
Yeah.
We're seceding from the Union." That'd be more likely. That's more pliable because everybody that's in Florida thinks he's the best thing since sliced bread.
I know. So the thing is, what the tech body's not telling people is there ain't no election coming. I think 2024 is canceled in terms of politics.
And other things. Yeah.
Okay. There is somebody at the Pentagon, but we know it's not the real human Pentagon. There's no humans there, but you got Marcio Rubio, whatever his name is, Mario Rubio.
Marco Rubio.
Yes.
Marco.
You got Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, or Gillibrand.
Kirsten Gillibrand.
A physicist named Gary Nolan. He's at Stanford. Uh-huh. And a pilot named Brian Graves. These guys have gotten together, and they're trying to control the UFO story. They're the ones that are investigating it. They're going to tell us what's happening. Is Marco Rubio an alien? Pentagon alien?
No, he's not. He's just regular. Nope, none of them are. That's the reason.
None of them are.
See, if any of them were, the last thing they'd want to be doing is like, okay, we're not from this world, and we're going to expose it. What? No. That's not how it works.
Okay.
I'm the murderer. I'm the murderer, so I'm gonna sit on the grand jury and see how I feel about myself. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
You're saying that's what they're doing somehow? They are.
If they were aliens, they wouldn't be so apt to lay out all the good story. Lay out all the good.
Yeah.
They wouldn't.
Yeah.
They're not gonna do that.
Okay. The point is. This is a reaction to those on the A3 who know that I am going to meet with the aliens in New Zealand. All that stuff's going to happen. This is a Johnny-come-lately operation by Pentagon wannabes who've been kicked out of Washington trying to catch up to Bob. Is that what all that stuff is?
Yes. Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
Another thing we heard up.
Here's the tale. Why can't the president speak in Washington? Why does he always have to go to Delaware or Pennsylvania or somewhere, or Oklahoma, wherever he goes? He can't make a speech from Washington. Why is that? He doesn't do that. He goes somewhere else or in the little fake White House.
He knows he's not welcome there by the Pentagon aliens.
Well,
okay,
America.
Yeah, here's something I forgot to
That's both. Nobody wants Biden now, except for maybe Nasty Pelosi, and she's not feeling too good.
Right. What did you, but she's dead. She's dead.
Yeah. She's not
but
feeling
what
too
what
good.
Did you? Yeah, the double is not feeling good. What? Who's? Both are not letting Trump in, or Trump knows you don't go there. It's not.
Doesn't matter.
It's not.
Doesn't matter. That's at this stage. That's a non sequitur, Bob. It's not. It's a non sequitur.
What is? It doesn't matter that he doesn't.
Washington D.C. Washington D.C. doesn't matter. It's not involved in the conversation with Trump, out Trump, on Trump, out of Trump. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Burn it down. Burn it down. Nobody wants it. It's all good. Everybody's mad. Everybody's mad now because they're like, there's nobody in Washington. All the businesses are going out of business because nobody's there. What? It's the seat of the government. What do you mean nobody's there? Nobody's there.
Right. Okay, so Chris Wray, head of the FBI, is he an alien, Pentagon alien?
Christopher. It's not Chris. It's Christopher Wray.
Yeah.
And he knows a little bit too much. And he's got caught with his panties. He's got his little panties in a wad, and he don't know what to do with it. Because if he goes forward, he's going to get nailed. And if he doesn't go far enough, he's going to get killed. So we'll see.
All right. If he doesn't go far enough in lining up with Bob, is that what you mean?
Far enough in giving these details of all these salacious, insipidous positions that have been garnering justice in the United States and fucked up America.
Yeah, you mean if he doesn't go with the new truth demand, new transparency, he gets killed.
Correct.
And that's why a lot of these people have been killed. They were trying to stop it, cover it up. It's a statement by Chad.
Okay.
He wrote this to me. It just occurred to me that there may be a connection between the coordinates that get Earth to Andromeda and the monolith. So a connection between the coordinates
mm-hmm.
to get to Andromeda and the monolith mm-hmm. that give the ascending access. The monolith
mm-hmm.
gives the ascending access to the ascended cloud of glory.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a reasonable connection? Monolith and
it's called Wi-Fi. It's called Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So
then,
he's right.
Then, yeah. So then Chad said that looping. Chad and I went over Ion describing the looping route to Andromeda. It was all over the galaxies.
Mm-hmm.
That looping journey that Ion explained to get to Andromeda could also be taken as the path that radio waves would travel as they bounce off different interstellar points. Radio waves bounce off of things.
If you understand the correlation between a dodecahedron and a trapezoid, then yes.
Radio waves are involved in that way. You got to understand
Correct.
That to understand what the
Chad
so,
and Chad does. And Chad, luckily Chad does. So good for you.
Yeah. Okay. The path to Andromeda involves what you just said and radio waves. That's the path that you outlined
mm-hmm.
to us. It involves the dodecahedron and what was the second
mm-hmm.
point? Dodecahedron and something else.
Dodecahedron and what are we? What are we?
Non-physical?
No, Bob. Never mind. You'll catch it. It's recorded. You got it. Go ahead. Next.
You're a dodecahedron.
Mm-hmm. A trapezoid.
Oh, trapezoid.
Between
right.
a trapezoid.
So then Chad says, if these previous statements are correct, then not only do the coordinates represent the journey of Earth going to Andromeda, but also how to access Andromeda, as if it were a radio station. So the ascending
mm-hmm.
on Earth could access the ascended state of Andromeda through the monolith.
Yes. And they can watch the Jackie Gleason show in Andromeda, too. Okay, good. That's the point. That's like the aliens that the first radio broadcast was Adolf Hitler making his speech. And that's what went out. And then that's what they picked up. So that's what they thought it was embracing. Same thing. He is a mockingjay. Mockingjay.
Okay. So Iondom, I think I laid out this pattern to Ion that Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell got together in 91.
Ghislaine.
Around the time Carol and I went to New York and were in a bubble there, isolated. And then did our magic there.
it was paralleled, shadowed by Epstein and Ghislaine. And then eventually, when we got to the lockdown Bob rule a few years ago, they had to go. So we stirred their phony relationship up and collapsed it. Would you say?
Correct.
Did we? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah, Bob. What does curtains, drywall, and Jeffrey Epstein have in common?
Ghislaine.
No. Name three things that didn't hang themselves.
Very good. Are the vaccines part of the vile judgments in the Book of Revelation?
They certainly are, and they're coming too. The next one's going to be good. See if it's good.
Okay. It's like nobody's going to stop the people killing people, and if you're a little man, you'll get killed because you didn't wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So your enemies are coming after you.
Correct.
Is the Middle Kingdom what you used to say 10, 11 years ago, the Grand Central Station? Are they switchable metaphors? Okay.
They are. They're not the best ones because Carolyn says all analogies suck sooner or later.
Yeah. Okay. I have here Fox News and Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell said her source claims, she said, they quote her in her emails or something, that her source claimed to get her information from experiencing something like time travel in a semi-conscious state, allowing her to see what others don't see and hear what others don't hear, and she received messages from the wind. That's supposedly stuff she did. If she said anything like that, she's talking about Ion, correct? And getting the
documents. She's talking about a gold doré bronze armalude bedside commode, what she's talking about,
right,
that blows in from the wind. And now she's got new emails. Did you read their emails? That's better than Drudge. You should read that. Here's what we know now. Here's what's going on now. Here's the new fluffing stuff now. Here's what's going down now. She's doing pretty good.
Yeah, and people say that she's a wacko and the new guys are just replaying Sidney Powell. But she's not. Is she laying low so she doesn't get killed?
She don't care. She's got the goods, and they know it. So they're not going to do nothing. She's got the goods, and that's why they all have these trouble. That's why they're going against her. Say, she's just some trope that somebody dug up from somewhere. Oh yeah, I got my news from the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Okay. Is Glenn, he's head of continuity of government and the head of NORAD and a bunch of things, Glenn D. Van Herk. Glenn Van Herk, he's the one who handled a lot of the balloon press conferences. Is he an alien?
Yeah, he's nothing. He's human, but he's been so overrun, there's nothing left in his mind. His mind has been, see what happens, the aliens can overload you, charge you. You know how people like, they call it, what was the Queen Mom used to call it? They suffering from imbecility.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Joseph Farrell, friend of Dark Journalist, he's looking at the events. He says there's somebody's being spooked. He says the if there are hoaxers in the Pentagon and they're trying to make people afraid by putting up balloons and saying they're aliens, he says I think they're spooked by something real, and that's us. That's us. Mm-hmm. They're really mm-hmm. Now, I think you said he listens to Ion. He wouldn't tell anybody, but he does listen to us.
Well, how do you come up with that bombastic statement if you don't know something? What is he listening to if he's not listening to that? Just saying.
Right. All right. So
where did you come up with that information? So there you go.
Right. Okay. I have here Alfred O'Donnell. Worked on UFOs and saw a being. He's just some guy in UFO lore. Did he see somebody? Alfred O'Donnell?
Yeah. Everybody does. Right. They all do. Most people are blind and can't see. And other people see things they don't. Okay. You got two kind of people. You got people who say they see things who don't. You got people who do see things that say they don't. Same thing. They're all inside out from that side because they can't stand the stigma. I want stigma. I want stigma. So I see things, and then you make stigma. or I see things, I really do see things, and I don't want stigma, so I'm not going to say anything. And then I'm going to stay out of the way because I see it. I know what the real deal is. I don't need to tell anybody. So it's you're trying to decenter your controlled communication. You're trying to decenter your controlled communication.
Who's trying to do that? The people who are denying that they saw something?
Some of both.
Who's trying to decensor?
Everybody. The ones that see and the ones that don't see. Because if they don't see, they're trying to decensor that they don't see. And if they don't see, they're trying to decensor that they do see. The same thing. It's the up and down and over and under. It's which side of the pendulum you're swinging on, basically.
Right. And the basic thing is, do you believe and want coverage of yourself so you're in the news, or you're smart enough to realize, I don't want to be in the news. That's a bunch of bullshit. There's a division,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. That's what we said about Carolyn years ago. Darling, we'll get you anything you want, everything you want. Just get your ass off them goddamn billboards. You don't want to be on the billboards today. Maybe later, but not today.
Okay. Is awareness of China's control of the USA more vulnerable today? Is China vulnerable? China. Their control of the USA, which you've talked about for years.
What's China?
CCP. The CCP.
No. Oh, no. Forget that. They do. Since Evergrande, we call it Evergreen, but since Evergrande was gone, that's over.
Yeah.
That's stupid. They're borrowing money to piss in the wind. They're borrowing money to piss in the wind. I don't know how a true communist state. That's not China.
But there is.
That's not China.
What's not China? The mountain?
The mountain is not China. Nope.
Okay. But they control the USA if anybody does more than anybody else does, if anybody
except
does control
it. Except for the dragon aspect. Don't discount that. You can if you want to, but it'd be a fool's errand.
Well, isn't the mountain part of the dragon?
The USA is the dragon. That's what the mountain is supporting.
I'm going to read you some stuff, but I want your commentary. This is based on a guy named Wallace Thornhill.
Wallfield. That's
he was born in May 2nd, 1942, and just died a month ago, February
7th, 2023. Damn, he was just a baby.
Yeah, he earned a degree in physics and electronics at the University of Melbourne, Australia, and began postgraduate studies. Before entering university, he had been inspired by Emmanuel Velikovsky's best-selling book, Worlds in Collision. However, the lack of curiosity and the frequent hostility toward this challenge to mainstream science convinced Thornhill to pursue an independent path outside academia. So what he came up with was he met a guy named David Talbot, and maybe he met Velikovsky. On a subsequent visit to Velikovsky at his home in Princeton, New Jersey, Thornhill posed the key question raised by the theory of recent planetary catastrophe. What is the true nature of gravity? That question led to a reexamination of accepted ideas across many disciplines, culminating in the formulation of the, in quotes, electric universe hypothesis. So this guy's gone on to write many papers on it. And he presented the idea, the electric universe, in January 97 at a conference in Portland, Oregon, and provoked great interest from the astronomers, engineers, and scholars in attendance. He again spent time with a guy named David Talbot, and I guess he persuaded Talbot, Mr. Wallace Thornhill persuaded Talbot that the celestial configurations Talbot had reconstructed, beginning with the Saturn myth, were plasma discharge phenomena.
Yeah.
And he went on to do workshops. Okay, now we're going to go to somebody writing out the details of this theory. So here's how it goes. The title is, did you just say you agree or something? Did you just say words like that?
That's what we've been saying forever with the plasma base. Everything is, you're just picking up on it slowly. Yeah.
Okay, so the essay is called Cosmic Resonance. So it says, proponents of the electric universe.
Resonance. Okay, it's got a bad title. Cosmic Resonance.
Yeah.
That's like a good sin, isn't it? It's a good sin. Okay, I got you. Go ahead.
We don't know what electricity is, and he's using the term to describe everything. But is electricity plasma? Is that a better word? So it's not correctly
plasma,
named, it's theory.
Plasma, right, that's where we have a problem. Plasma is a component, a corporeal issue with electricity, but it's not energy. That's what you're trying to, that's what he's trying to, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves, sorry.
No, you're correct, that's what he said. Proponents of electric universe theory face one seemingly infinite wall of resistance. That is the false preconception cemented in people's minds by consensus science. So regular science.
That's called ohmerage. The unit of resistance is called ohmerage. It's not the People's Public Service Award.
Okay. So the Thornhillites, they do not see the cosmos the same way materialists do. Fundamentally, the cosmos is energy. Energy is kinetic motion.
Yeah. And semen is the contraction between the reaction. Semen is the contraction between the reaction. Come on, Bob. You got to do better than me.
No. Come on. Energy, bear with me. Energy is kinetic motion or potential motion of matter over a distance. But matter itself is potential energy. So it's just all one thing, energy.
So it's a long distance. It's a long distance orgasm. Okay, we agree 100%. Long distance orgasm. You win. We win first prize. Get that, Carolyn. Get him a Kewpie doll. He won first prize.
Yeah, an electric universe is one of energy transformed from kinetic to potential by standing waves of constructive interference. Like that sentence.
Don't care. You slung us off the flying genie a little while ago, but we're hanging on.
Okay, just try to put them on. Let's see if they get anything right.
White knuckle flight.
Matter particles in quotes. Matter particles consist of holographic plasmodial interference patterns.
I got run over by a hologrammy in a bus that tore my ass up. And I got run over by a hologrammy that tore my ass out of the frame. That's the one. Yeah, come on now, Bob. Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Holographic plasmodial interference pattern.
Now that would be funnier. That would be funnier if we'd have said it. You know that you'd be there. Oh, that's
yeah,
Ion.
Yeah.
And then Brent would have another little gizgasm.
Now these interference patterns or standing waves, in other words, form the ether.
Waves.
Yeah, they form.
Oh my God! Oh my God! So what color? So here's the question: If he wrote this in the essay, I'm going to continue. But if he didn't, I'm going to have a little reservation. What color was the hologrammy bus that tore my ass out of the frame in his existential dissonance?
Yes, we're going to get to that. So he says each standing wave is itself a circuit of energy shaped by its frequency.
The energy shapes its energy. Okay, I got energy. I got an electric light, and it's going to be a receptor. It has ohmerage, and we're going to set a breaker so it doesn't overload, and we're going to make light that's energy, that the circle of that energy is the energy. So the light energy is the energy that is the energy in a circumstantial condition.
Okay, thank you. Now listen to this. Mm-hmm. Next sentence. The shape gets funnier. The shape of matter conforms to the shape of energy flow, and the shape of matter forms circuitry that anchors the shape of energy. It's a feedback loop. Anything close to reality in that statement there?
Sounds like he's describing a colloidal loop.
Okay. He says, from our perspective, plasmoids are electromagnetic bubbles of potential energy, and hence the perception of a particle.
That's more about the clitoris. That's more clitoris rather than colloidal. So you went a little deeper down the rabbit hole there.
Yeah, hence the perception of a particle in quotes. On the inside, they are whirlwinds of trapped energy patterned into an infinite cyclic circuit. This circuit creates polarity, angular momentum, exchanges energy with its environment by induction, and maintains structural integrity with a membrane of capacitance. That sounds pretty good. Is that way off?
But you're in a circle of a circle of a circle. You're in a circle, jerk, looking to see who you're going to sleep with tonight, Bob. It's not doing good.
Okay. Its internal potential maintains resonant balance and therefore is in constant feedback with its environment. It is an RLC circuit. You know what that is? Capital R, capital O, capital C.
You didn't have to call. You'll have to call. You'll have to call Scott. You'll have to call Scott and see if one of his PhDs qualifies that.
So it's funny. I am reading this because of Scott. Scott's promoting this.
I know.
And
we know. Yeah. That's why we said.
And he was making fun of Chad and Bert. Asking Ian about electrons and subatomic particles, maybe even quantum stuff, that Wal Thornhill has erased with this electric universe theory. Is there a reason you don't agree with anybody, but you use the electrons?
We don't mind agreeing with people that make goddamn sense, but so far we hadn't bumped into many of those yet.
Yeah, so the electron theory and subatomic particles, it's not real, but it makes sense, what you're saying. It has a logic.
If you have feeble logic, but okay.
Okay, so anyways, so he was laughing at Chad and them for still believing in that old stuff. But I say whatever humans make as a meme that comes to be part of a consensus, that's real. Just like the Bible stuff is real, because that's a bunch of thoughts that people live with for eons, right? That's what you're up against, meme collectives. That have made within this world a reality that's not about potential energy.
Tell Scott that what he's really describing is the reproductive health library. That's what
the reproductive health library? Is that what you just
RHAL. That's what he's
RHAL. What the hell is that? RHALL. Come on. You mean HEL? What?
RHL is what you said.
Oh, no, the RLC circuit. The RLC.
You didn't say that. That's why we're laughing so hard.
I did. I said health. So you were saying RLC, and I thought you were saying the word health. Okay. This gets close to LaRouche because they use the word self-similar. This circuit pattern repeats in self-similar scalar harmonies from the subatomic scale to the supragalactic. Therefore, an electric universe is luminous bubbles within bubbles, circuits within circuits, harmonies within harmonies, vibrating a constant energy from within in resonance with everything without. So this is a distortion of Ezekiel's vision. Oh, yeah, you're disconnected.
Okay, I'll say this again. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's dead. Let me see if we can do it this way. Bobby, say something.
Yeah. This circuit pattern.
Oh, my God. Finally. We did good. About 4 hours and 30 minutes on one pea pod. That was good. It lasted longer than
one.
Right. So that's good.
Very good.
Okay.
We're wrapping up. Yeah, this circuit pattern repeats in self-similar scalar harmonies from the subatomic scale to the supragalactic. Therefore, an electric universe is luminous bubbles within bubbles, circuits within circuits, harmonies within harmonies, vibrating a constant energy from within in resonance with everything without.
So we're going to release the life cycle. We're going to take this circuit and we're going to make an electrical circuit that is a resistor. Wait. How can a circuit be a resistor? That's an inductor and a capacitor. Then we're going to connect that and make them all parallel. We're going to call this something derived from positions outside of the ohmerage, which is if you don't have ohmerage, then you've burnt yourself to death. Then those vegetables that Carolyn is cooking can chop up and cook can also cook you. So, so you have all components to cancel electricity is the point of this conversation, apparently.
All right, so we'll wrap it up by saying that this bubbles within bubbles, that's sort of like a vulgar version of Ezekiel's vision.
That wheel and a wheel. Yes, except for Ezekiel can raise the dead bones, the dry bones in this camp.
Right. Right. So to wrap up.
So what happened to Bucky Fuller? Why can't he stay with Bucky Fuller? He fell if you chased him for a few days. What happened?
I know. Okay, we'll do that another time. But the thing is, instead of electric universe theory, what terms would you use to say and attempt to describe what is pretty hard to understand and describe? What would you use instead of saying electric universe theory? What terms would you
say? We'd call it the electric slide.
Okay, so the electric slide.
The line dance, the electric slide. It's electric. Mm-hmm. That one.
Okay, so there's a lot more. Maybe we'll do it again, but basically you're going to just laugh through it all. And
no, it's fun. It was fun. We are interested in anything you're interested in, Bob, because more times than not, you're actually interesting than not.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll end up with some.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes,
hey,
Aaron.
Ion. Oh, no, it's all bleeding. Ion, is plasma a substrate or the wire?
No, it's a capacity, which can affect a wire and a substrate.
Yeah.
It can affect it.
Yeah.
It's like what you do. It's the elements that you – oh, wait. Here we go. It's the elements that you do to remag to make it effective. Same thing. You got a substrate that you're trying to change. You're not changing the element, but you're making the element be different. Now, wait now. You're not changing the element, but you are. Because your magnesium isn't magnesium, is it?
Right. No.
Same thing.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah, I'll pick that up. Yeah, when we get to our
remote. We got more.
You like the word plasma, but what they're describing is nowhere near the plasma you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. That's because they don't know.
Right. Is there a word or substratum beneath plasma?
Say the words again. You're all blurred.
Is there a substratum beneath plasma?
We don't know it. Because you got different kinds of plasma. Look, Bob, plasma, you got four different quadrants. Four quadrants, not five. You got four. You got to see what you're dealing with. It's states of matter. And so you're looking from different positions or particles or combinations of those ions or electrons. And so it's just the ordinary matter in the universe or what you compel or corporeally make into a thing that says something is a thing. Like plasma is blood, a plasma in a lymph, plasma in milk, the corpuscles are fat globules. We can't even say it. Karen don't like fat. She don't like fat things, so globules, but that's fat globules. She don't. No, you don't. Don't come in here trying to clean up your stuff. We know how you feel about this.
Okay, I got to go, guys. I got to go.
Goodbye.
Did you finish your sentence?
Yeah, we did. Goodbye.
Okay, Ion, one last thing.
Thank you, Ion.
You're welcome,
Don't hang up. Don't hang up.